kids and the promised love. They'll try to teach you things, things you already know. Try to sing your songs about the open skies, but the night.
Okay, so here we are, Curtis Hall, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, LCD sound system in the background. Do you know who that band is?
No.
Okay, great. How about you introduce yourself, guest?
I would love to. Well, hey everybody listening. Hey all you listeners. My name is Neville. I am a Somerville native. Raised here in Somerville on Spencer Ave, right off Cedar. So very familiar with the Somerville ins and outs, the Somerville politics. Loved it here. I'm a Bunker Hill Community College graduate.
Yeah, that's right.
And currently a South Boston local.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. You grew up here.
Yeah.
South Boston, is that, you say that instead of saying Southie? It's all the foreigners saying Southie?
Yeah, it is.
That's great.
Yeah, don't listen to them.
That's great.
They don't know anything.
That's how I really try to be specific in like my terminology because I do know that it's different.
Yeah.
It's like saying Beantown is
exactly
a dog whistle for being like, I'm not from here.
Yeah, East Boston, not Eastie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the airport would want you to think that it's Eastie.
Yeah, exactly.
Those advertisements for Eastie, they've been trying to make Eastie a thing since
02.
Yeah, since I moved here. I remember seeing that the first time I ever flew to this city.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was that, Nate?
That year was 2015.
Wow.
I know. It hasn't been that long.
No, it really hasn't.
But then people think.
Really hasn't.
Oh yeah, Nate. He's like the one that like lives here.
Yeah.
So.
2015. I was 13 years old.
All right.
Yep.
What is your relationship to Tufts University? Native of Somerville, so obviously looms large.
Yeah.
West Somerville, can't talk about it unless you're talking about, you know.
Well, let's see. I mean, you know, my older sister went to Tufts.
Ooh.
That was my first experience with Tufts. I gotta say that most Somerville locals at Somerville High School feel pretty negatively about Tufts students.
Yeah.
But you know, if you graduate from Somerville High as a woman, you do usually get a full ride, which is a pretty sick feature of graduating from Somerville.
Yeah, but that's like pales in comparison to like the taxes that they should be like paying, that kind of thing. Because I did read something where it's like, Tufts is like, hey, we'll voluntarily pay like 10% tax when it really should be like 50 or something like that. There's a whole thing.
I mean, it's also you got to get in first.
Also that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure. College applications. That's changed a lot since I was in the game.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was just like, I don't know, maybe I'll just apply here.
Yeah.
Now it's like you got to have a consultant. There's like essay writing.
It's impossible.
There's probably AI involved now.
Oh, 100%.
Where like a computer is like, nah, man, you got to change your title to chairman of the board.
100%.
You know?
That's
you're chairman of the high school student board.
Yep, exactly.
That's what I was.
Exactly. I know. I lied about being valedictorian.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What are they going to do? Check?
No, exactly.
Actually, the high school I went to, we had like 6 valedictorians.
Wow.
Because
everybody tied.
Everyone like knew the deal, including our high school, that was just like, we'll get more people into college if we just sort of like, if you just meet this like whatever like criteria, that would be the thing.
Or you just go to a town of 20 people and then you're salutatorian.
Yes, that is true.
Right. That's a great way to fix it.
She's really smart, so I'm not going to just call her out. But my sister-in-law grew up in like middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Avalia, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, that definitely is a middle of
nowhere. And like was the valedictorian and like is really smart.
Mm-hmm.
So I think is maybe the exception to this rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has a PhD.
Yep.
But was like, yeah, I was like the captain of basically every single sport.
Yep.
And like there would be times where like the marching band would play at the field hockey game.
Yep.
And I would have to like stop playing field hockey and like pick up a French horn and do that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, wow, hey, shout out to Sam.
Yep.
You're great.
Yep. We love you, Sam.
You're great.
Yeah. Hope you're listening.
If the depth chart of Rubrights, which we always talk about every time,
as you should,
and there's like a whole hierarchy.
Yep.
And it's like all the kids right now are like number one.
Well, of course.
You know,
they
I would say the funny thing is like Sam and Molly are pretty high,
top tier.
I immediately like upon her entering the family, surpassed me for sure.
Already,
yeah.
Shouldn't have to do much, I bet. Yeah.
Exactly, but I don't play the game like Tyler does. Okay, and that's the thing. That's
shout
the thing
out Tyler.
That, yeah, shout out Tyler. And Grace being like the baby of the family is like really like owns that whole thing, which
I get it. I'm the baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the whole thing is that like Tyler is actively managing his like his role. He's the firstborn son.
So true.
Yeah. Which Get out of here with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hate first burns. Shout out Quentin.
Read like any book, you know, and just know that like firstborn sons don't deserve anything.
Yeah, they don't. You know? They don't do anything.
Exactly.
They don't do it. What do they? What do they have to?
What are you going
to
do? Inherit the land from your father Charlemagne, and that land will become France.
Right.
I don't want that.
No, exactly. That's what I tell my oldest brother all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you send the second son goes to seminary. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
That was kind of how the patrilineage system, which that word, I think I've said to you three or four times over the last week.
Mm-hmm. My boyfriend's dad actually got kicked out of seminary.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yeah, this is true. He was one of 11, though, and all of them went to seminary.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the only one to get kicked out, though.
That's great.
Sorry, Francisco. Sorry if you're listening.
Shout out getting kicked out of things.
Yes.
All right? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Because in today's world, where everybody is like kind of like, oh, you know, you do what you want.
Yeah.
It says something about your character.
It kind of takes a lot to get kicked out of things.
Exactly. Especially now. Because especially now, people are like, well, I just don't think this is right for you or whatever. To get kicked out, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
to be like, we don't want you here anymore.
Exactly. You want to be here.
Yep.
And we've all decided that you don't belong.
Exactly.
And that's here. And so you don't get to be a part of this.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
So anyway, I've brought Nev on here to play a game that I've decided is going to be called That's a Bummer. Or something like that. This bums me out.
Awesome.
So for all the listeners of this show, there's a lot of songs that I play regularly. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a hit song. This isn't an obscure song. This is a hit song from the 90s or 2000s in the alternative indie world. Okay, that's the thing. That's also this show is alternative and indie rock. Do you hear the song that's playing in the background right now?
I do.
Okay, do you know who this is?
No.
This is 4533 by LCD Sound System.
Awesome, that was my second guess.
Okay, great. The reason it's called that, it's 45 minutes and 33 seconds. Yeah.
Sorry, they can't see my face.
Yeah,
but
no.
I'm shocked.
Surprise. LCD Sound, you've never heard of the band LCD Sound System. Okay, maybe they're going to come up a little bit later. That's going to be a real bummer.
Oh, no.
Okay, so anyway, they made this song. They wanted to make like a full-length song album.
Okay.
Like one album, one song. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But they needed some funding. So they went to Nike, and they convinced Nike that this was a running album.
Wow.
They were like, we'll make an album that it's like, if you're going to go running for 45 minutes, you just turn this on, and that's it.
That's low-key fire.
Exactly.
Nike kind of popped off on that.
Like $1 million to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. So they do it, and then like Nike gets exclusive rights to the song.
Uh-huh.
If you're in a Nike store, this is what you hear. Does it sound like you're in a Nike store?
Yeah, it's definitely transporting me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like I need to buy some sneakers right now.
So they would play this in Nike stores. I think it was on an exclusive contract for like 5 years. When the contract expired, LCD Sound System released it as like just a regular album.
Wow.
And then was like, this had nothing to do with running. None of us run. This isn't an athletic thing.
We tricked you.
We literally just wanted to make us like this. And you guys paid us $1 million to do it.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as a disclaimer, I really only listen to Kendrick Lamar and Tyler, the Creator.
That's it?
Well, I got a smattering of a couple other people, but
great.
This those is are my top be, artists.
Okay,
so.
This is. I feel like this is an aspect of me that also not a lot of people that I currently work with know.
Yeah.
That like music was a big deal to me.
Yeah.
For like a very long time.
No, 100%.
And I was like very much in it.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to be a window into that world.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, great.
I'm ready.
So, all right, first song coming up right here. Thanks for listening. Also, text in or call in 855-915-WMFO if you want to talk to us. Or if you have any great suggestions, Anton, I'm talking to you. If you have any great suggestions to play, that if you want somebody who is 22,
yep.
Okay, 22 to find out. 22. I would say this: 22 and not avoiding stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're off here in the weeds.
Yep.
Okay, this is. I would say this is like a great. This is. I would put you right there. You're absolutely qualified to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here we go.
I need to put on my resume.
Yep.
Lie white right above the street.
Okay. And the verdict is?
I did know that song.
That's fantastic. Could you name it?
I mean, we already cheated. You already told me.
I did already tell you. But you could name it. No, you couldn't. No,
I don't think I could have named
it. So, like, what context did you hear a song like that?
Well, like I told you last week. As a kid growing up, I wasn't allowed to have my phone in my room. So that was a rule my parents made. We, you know, had two floors in my house. The upstairs had all of the kids' rooms. So until we were 18, we weren't allowed to have our phones up there. So anytime I wanted to listen to music, I had to borrow my mother's iPod Nano. And I would take that upstairs and I would listen to whatever music she had on there, which was a lot of alternative.
So she was listening to Smashing Pumpkins?
Oh yeah, Smashing Pumpkins was definitely on her iPod.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So that album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, is it's an extremely good album.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like it. I believe it.
I'll take your word for it. Also, the guy's voice, Billy Corgan.
Mm-hmm.
I picked that song because I was like, it's hard to explain that he really occupied like in a really important place, you know? Because I was thinking like, who are people that are going to be hard to explain out of context? He's one.
Mm,
where like this guy basically ran the alternative scene, I don't know, for like 5-6 years.
Okay.
Where like he was the guy.
Wow.
And he had that voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Which was like, I don't, like, who knows what's going on there? And you would think, okay, well maybe he's like super attractive. He's not. Okay. Oh. He like went bald very early.
I mean, he probably still gets ladies though with
that voice. I mean, exactly. That voice. Mm-hmm. I know, indeed. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those where like, if you went into the future, because time will also catch up with you. And
thanks.
Yeah, I just need to remind you.
Yeah,
that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I usually need it.
Time is undefeated. Okay. Yep. And
sometimes I get too into my head that I'm in my prime. Exactly. I need to be humbled a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That like, if you were trying to explain, like what artist is impossible to explain to a future generation? And I don't know if there are any right now.
Mm. Sometimes I think about, I mean, even Bob Dylan, about how his voice changed so much through his career.
Yeah.
And also, personally, I don't think Bob Dylan has a very good voice.
Neither does he, though.
That's not true.
Trying to be the guy with the good voice.
That's
he's
true.
Trying to be the guy that's like...
But he also tried out 5 different versions of his voice.
That's true.
Throughout his career.
That is true.
And he's still trying it.
That's true.
He's still going at it.
Any voice that's easy to parody is not a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Agreed. Yeah.
Have you ever heard that... You're Beautiful song, but it's Bob Dylan.
No.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Yeah, that's good.
It's perfect. It's if you're ever trying to play like a joke on your friends, just be like, hey, you know, Bob Dylan wrote like You're Beautiful. It was before James Blunt wrote that song.
Oh,
it was actually
sweet.
James Blunt borrowed it from Bob Dylan.
And people
Bob
would
Dylan,
believe it.
Oh, yeah. People are like,
because
well, he wrote everything.
Because people borrow from Bob Dylan all
I mean,
the time.
Yeah. He wrote Wagon Wheel.
Right.
People forget about that.
I actually, fun fact, recorded my own version of the original Wagon Wheel. So it's me, and it's actually me singing.
Wow.
And I had a friend play the guitar for it, so I have a real recording on my phone.
Under what kind, like you just like on the phone, or like you had a whole like studio, or what was this?
I just purchased some equipment, and with the help of just an old friend who did some production. He actually has his own album. It's really great.
That's great.
Shout out, his name's Jesse.
So just look up, just Google Jesse album. And that's what people are going to find that.
Maybe.
Okay,
we'll
great.
See.
Great.
But yeah, so I,
wow,
I have
no
my own re-recorded
version. No your friend
version.
Jesse whatsoever.
I know.
You got a voice right now and you're
oh,
like...
you know what? Yeah, the album is called The Living Room.
That's great.
The Living Room.
Does he have a middle name? That's weird. You got to help people out here, all right? That's,
I can't remember
I'm
his
trying to
production.
Help you help your friend Jesse. This is the radio. That's all we do.
So look up The Living Room on Spotify and that's where you'll find him.
Look up The Living Room. Make sure you add 30 minutes to whatever you were going to do, because that's as long as it's going to take.
Yep. Great. But shout out. He actually went to Cambridge Ringe in Latin. So we were rivals growing up.
Okay, yeah, Cambridge Ringe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that word, Ringe, very funny. I think
do you?
That's a very funny word.
I think it is too.
R-I-N-D-G-E. Like, what's that D doing in there? I don't know.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
And
it's
like, is
there.
That someone's name? Like, what is that?
I don't know.
Because it's everywhere.
It is.
There's like a Ringe Street over there.
Yeah, they're obsessed with that word in
Cambridge.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Yep.
Yeah.
But you can't change it because it's old. So there you go. So you recorded yourself just off the cuff.
Yeah, okay. It's actually quite good. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to gas myself on that one and say
I'm
going to
gas
good.
Myself on that one. There it is. All right. Okay, second song. Ready?
Oh,
are you ready?
I think so.
This is a popular song.
Okay, I'm
this
ready.
This was a very popular song. It was also a song that was in, I think, several TV shows and movies.
Whew. All right, high
okay.
pressure. Yep,
ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're back. The verdict?
I don't know that song.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, great. And you didn't know the band either?
No.
The band, okay, the name of the song is Our Swords.
Okay.
The name of the band is Band of Horses.
I've heard of that.
You've heard of that
I've
band?
I've heard
okay,
of that
great.
Band.
Okay.
I don't know if I could name any other songs that they do, but I definitely have heard of the band.
Okay, that suggestion, the band suggestion came from Anton.
Shout out Anton.
Shout
out
Anton.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to meet Anton one
Sweet.
Of these days. I think,
I'd love to meet you, Anton.
Also, shout out Anton. I don't want to like put your stuff out there, but like congratulations on the thing that just happened to you.
Woo! We're so happy for you.
That's
congratulations.
Great. We are. Yeah, it's a big deal up here.
It is. We love.
We're both tired because we came off of a last week. A spring break service
so
trip last week.
So true.
But we are, I like got to take a couple naps and then I woke up and I was like super excited. And,
yeah.
it's, and I was like, this is great.
Oh, this
is,
happened last week?
This happened last week. Send me the picture, the whole thing. It was
oh,
great.
Oh my goodness.
And,
I wish I could ask for the story, Anton, but the mic doesn't
see?
Work that
I'll
way.
I'll show you a picture of Anton.
Please.
I'll also tell you a few stories about Anton.
Yeah. Yeah, embarrass him on the radio.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful couple.
Look at that.
That is amazing.
Anton and I go way back.
Good.
Anton, I mean, he knows the stories that I could tell, but I've known Anton longer than I've known Molly.
Wow.
Which is like,
that's a long time.
Which is sometimes splitting hairs because we all kind of met each other like in the first week of freshman year.
Yeah.
But no, Anton, like my friendship with Anton predates my relationship with Molly.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good friendship right there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's oh yeah.
He's seen you through it all.
He's seen it's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best.
Wow.
Lives in Atlanta, works for Delta. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Flight attendant?
No. He's like he's like upstairs. All right, he's not. He knows John F. Delta like himself. Like he's not.
Why are you talking down on flight attendants?
I'm not talking down to anyone. You said that, and I was like, that's tough.
No,
it's tough.
I shout out flight attendants. I
shout
love
out flight
attendants.
No, I'm saying, I'm laughing because it's like, no, he like he they.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is an office job.
Mm-hmm,
Delta.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
No one's getting talked down to at all.
Sure, except
but he, yeah, attendants. except for no, they well, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. That's tough.
There
I'm
is...
really backed in a corner there. All right, okay. He started out actually. A lot of my friends started out doing like baggage handling in college because
cool.
You could do that for like a summer, make enough money to like pay for school, and you got free flights for the year.
That's awesome.
So the free flights thing
that's
is
a great
like
perk.
Actually, and that's the thing, is that you fly standby, but you have access to, like, you know what flights
yeah.
are, like,
yeah.
ready to go. So,
yep.
Anton has been to, like, every country and stuff like that.
Yep.
Same with other canonical figure in my life, Eric.
Oh.
Yeah. He was also doing the bag channeling thing.
That's awesome.
Before he entered the industry.
That's awesome.
The industry we're in. You know, that's...
radio?
Yeah, radio. The type of industry we're at 9:30 on a Tuesday, you've got time to kill.
Yep. I think this is my future career, to
that's
be honest.
That's great. I'm
just
nice.
Waiting to be discovered.
This is how you do it.
Yeah, right I thought here. So.
Okay. Do you want to do another one or do you want to just play some songs?
No, let's do another one.
All right, here we go.
I better know it.
I hope that at the very least, you can name the band.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
I'm terrible at naming bands.
Drink, come on down.
Okay. About to break some hearts out there. What do we got?
I did not know that song.
That's great. Or the band, right?
No.
Okay, the band? Radiohead.
Oh,
you've heard of the band? Okay,
yeah,
okay,
obviously,
great. That's why I said like "Creep" is a song. I don't want to just play that song,
yeah,
because that song comes up in like commercials or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Name of that song was 15 Step, first track off of the album In Rainbows. Okay,
awesome.
Yeah, that was also inspired. Anton threw that one out there, but also I remember training some freshmen. I think last semester, and I said, "Does anybody here know Radiohead?" Or I said. The name game, I was like, hey, just, you know, who's your favorite band?
Yeah.
And I said, my name's Nate, and my favorite band is Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, I don't know who that is.
That's wild.
And I'm like,
that's surprising.
That makes me sad. That's
actually quite surprising. I still feel like most people my age know of these bands, even if they don't currently listen to them.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That means, like, the cultural, you know, relevancy that I sort of think that I have might not also be just, like, a delusion.
Well, I think, too, it's, you know, there's so many people who, you know, consider themselves cool because they listen to like 90s and 2000 bands. It's
whoa,
like this
really?
Is like, oh yeah, it's like this is like a sub, like a group of people that's like, you know, I'm like grunge, like I'm kind of like alternative and grungy because I listen to 90s bands, you know. So I think it's cool to know all the like the 90s bands and music. Like I think it's a cool thing these days. Like it's you're considered cool if that's what you do.
That's like listening like when I was, you know, growing up in the 90s and people listened to like punk rock from the
80s. Exactly.
And
exactly
it was like, this
like
is
that.
Cool.
Exactly like that. Except Dang. If you listen to 50s and 60s music, you're just lame and you're not cool.
I'm listening to only doo-wop music, and I'm wearing like poodle skirts
yes.
and bowling shoes.
Yes.
And I've got like my hair and whatever that complicated thing is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like hair was very complicated at that time.
Yes,
I think
was.
That we forget that hair was like maybe the 90 to 200% of like what people were thinking about
I
during
those
times.
I miss that era.
Where it was like, I got to wake up at 4 a.m. before I go to high school.
Yes.
Where my husband also goes. Because I need to make sure my hair is like right, and
yes.
there's gonna be all these like products and devices that I just need to like make sure because it has to look like that perfect like.
And we're gonna destroy the ozone layer with the amount of hairspray that we're gonna.
It's gonna look like a Hershey's Kiss that you bit the top off of.
Yes,
it's gonna have that nice bell shape.
We gotta bring that back.
Yeah,
we gotta.
But then
bring
guys,
back.
It's like carrying a comb and like grease in your pocket. And you're like doing that.
See, those were prime men. Like, why can't we bring that back?
That was. Well, I mean, people at least took their like appearance seriously.
It's true.
As opposed to me, which just like got my hair wet this morning and then just sort of like rolled in.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be fair, I did a very similar thing. So.
Okay, well, you know.
I did not brush my hair or anything.
That's what, like when past generations were like, I wonder what the future's going to be, you know? And they're like, well, floating cars, and you know, we're all going to have, like world peace and stuff like that. It's like, no. We're all just going to be like, there's going to be a pandemic, and then all of us are going to take ourselves so much less seriously than after all of this.
So true. The pandemic was where I grew out my eyebrows, just fun fact. In high school,
actually,
I used to pluck them
okay,
in half.
Explain that to me. The eyebrows thing to me seems like it's really changed.
It has.
Okay.
It has. I mean, definitely it's now a thing to really embrace like your natural eyebrows.
Okay.
But growing up, and nobody ever, I'm not going to sit here and claim people bullied me for my eyebrows because that didn't happen. But I was very insecure about my eyebrows because they're statement. They're
a little
bushy.
You're talking
bushy.
To speak to the crowd, man. I got these things.
They're
yeah.
coarse. The hairs are coarse. And in high school, I just used to pluck them in half and draw them back on. And it was obvious.
That's crazy.
It was obvious.
I'm not saying that's crazy. I'm saying that as
concept.
Like a style.
Because
I have seen people do that.
Yeah, and my mom does it. You
okay.
know, and so that was part of it. Was I was like, oh, this is fashion. This looks good. Yeah. And so I did it. And looking back on pictures, it's very obvious. And very weird. So then during the pandemic, when nobody saw me, I was like, great. This is a great time.
Turns out to just like let it go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
I do see, I think that there's currently, to me, it seems like there's conflict amongst the fashion world as to what we're all going to do.
Oh, 100%.
Is it going to be a lot? Is it going to, are we all going to grow them out? Are we still going to pluck them?
Yep.
Are we going to grow them out and then go on top? Because I feel like I saw in the most recent edition of The New Yorker, they always have like high fashion ads in there.
Yeah.
And I think that there was like a Louis Vuitton ad and the person in the ad it looked like they had really bushy eyebrows, but it also looked like there was more eyebrow than I think anybody has.
I think that's true. Okay. I mean, and also we're existing in this weird time in fashion, too, where half of the people are existing in 2024 and wearing, you know, the popular brands and wearing the Lululemon, and they got the go across bags across their chest, and the Stanley Cups. But then we also have the other half of the population is existing in the 90s still, which I feel like I flip back and forth. I would say I'm a little, but I don't have much of a spine when it comes to fashion. So I flip back and forth on how I feel. But you know, like thrift stores, they're like back in, like it's a trend. Like you're going to thrift stores, you're putting on vintage, like people are like only vintage, only, you know, only thrifted, which I think is great. I'm all for it.
Totally.
I'm all for it. But it's weird because we have this like separation of people living in 2024 and people living in 1991.
So you're like at a party and you see somebody is over here with like a Balenciaga like jacket.
Yes.
And then next to them.
Yes.
Like baggy pants,
like baggy pants Vans. And juicy couture, yes. like loose fitting top, exactly.
Yeah. And then like a used pair of skater shoes,
exactly,
or Vans.
From Poshmark. Yep. 100%. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of the 90s, okay, here is a song that if you were listening to, let's see, it's a real 90s station that I listened to, 105.5 The X.
I feel like just listening to the radio is such a 90s thing.
That's tough. That's tough for me because I love the radio. Although it's now because I'm old, it's just like NPR, and it's like the boss. It's WBUR. So there's a shout out to my radio colleagues. We're both on the air, right?
Wow,
that's right. So anyway, okay. So this is a song that would like you listen to 105.5 The Vex, Birmingham's alternative station. Up next. Here we go.
All right.
I'm on a train, but there's no one at the helm. There's a demon in my brain who starts to overwhelm.
Let's go!
Yeah, real quick, I just got a recommendation to... Hey, you're going to Somerville Porch Fest? Of course I am. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And, hey, you're going to go see Juan, who's Nev's boyfriend, play? And I was like, no, but where? And she's like, I don't know.
I don't know which house.
And if you've never been to Somerville Porch Fest, you know that there's 1,000 bands playing. 1,000! All at different times. So you could be like, they're playing at... whatever, they're going to play on Broadway. And then it's like, well, you know, when and where?
Shout out Somerville Porch Fest, May 11th.
May 11th. Square. That's great. Actually, that reminds me.
Yeah.
We do have to do a PSA.
Oh,
okay.
Do you
want to read it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great. I got one for you.
Awesome.
I think I told you about the one that I...
Yeah. Sweet. May 11th is the day before my birthday, so that's how you'll remember it.
So May 10th. Good to know.
Close. Opposite way.
Go ahead and read that. Good. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cough first. Cough first. That's great.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
What?
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Wow. Don't let a do-it-yourself project, a DIY, do yourself in. Oh, wait, I gotta read that again. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
That's great.
Wow. For tips on ladder safety, I'm not gonna read that.
No, you have to read that. that's the whole point, is that people, that's, again, I think that we've figured out that you're just like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm not gonna direct anyone to anything helpful. I'm just gonna sort of say my deal.
You're right, you're right.
And
you're
then
right.
I'm just gonna like evaporate into the background. Okay. Okay, that's.
For tips on ladder safety, visit OrthoInfo, OrthoInfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Excellent. Excellent job.
That's very surprising information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's why we read it, okay?
You're right.
So people don't know.
You're right.
Okay?
That's pretty shocking. Have you ever fallen off a ladder?
Twice. Yeah. And I don't think I, like, I think I'm past the point of no return. Like, the next time is going to be a real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Third time's not the charm.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that the other two times, both of which were at Boy Scout camp as a high schooler.
Classic.
That, like, I fell, and it was like, you can shake anything off when you're in
high
school.
When you're a kid, exactly. Yeah.
And
exactly.
And now it's like, I just know that if I fell on my shoulder in the same way, that I just, like, I wouldn't be able to pitch again, you know? Like,
have you seen that video of that, the woman who's painting her wall on a ladder, and she's got her paint can in front of her, and her son shoots her with a Nerf gun.
Oh, my God,
and then
no.
She falls off the ladder, and all the paint spills on her in the couch. It's a tragic video. I recommend watching it. I can't direct you to where to find it.
I don't know where it is, but it's out there. That's,
just look up paint can, woman, ladder, Nerf gun, fall. And I think you'll find
it. That's the difference. I remember when the internet came out. Okay?
Like,
I remember.
No, it's like, okay. Of course you do.
Here's the thing. I remember my mom, like, coaching me on, like, we set up the old Rubrite productivity machine, which is like this old gateway computer. It was loud.
Yep.
And this was not like the dial-up noise loud. It would just, you turned it on, it was like it was like a blower. It was just like, this thing is now on, and it, there's all these clicking and moving parts, and it's just, it heats up.
Yeah.
And it was like, we gotta let the computer,
it really was
a, like,
in danger of exploding.
Like,
yeah.
We've done too much computer today. All right, we gotta let it cool
off.
Minutes. Exactly. And my mom, and I remember being like, okay, so what do I do here? Do I just, like, look up, like, basketball? She's like, okay, you can't just look up basketball.
You don't get it.
You have to start, you have to go backwards. Okay, so basketball, that's a sport. Okay,
right.
So maybe you just type in sports. And then you see the results that you'll get from that.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll be able to narrow it down to where you're trying to get to.
Right, right. It's like when you're on, what is it, like Wikipedia, and you just like try to click.
Oh,
you
yeah,
play that Wikipedia. Game where you try to click to find like links to try to find one site.
Those are the best. That's I love that game.
But, you know, millennials love to talk about how much they remember the start of the internet. You know, it's
you know, it was invented in like 1983, like very much before I was born.
Yeah, but they love, like, millennials love to be like, I'm not like you guys, and
but that's the thing,
I'm old.
Is that you're like, I'm not reading this website like a freaking idiot. And that's like, for me, it's like, well, what are they going to do? How are they going to find it? They're going to what?
Google, they're going to Google ladder safety PSA.
No.
Medford Tufts Radio.
There's
going
to be 100 other things that come up because the internet is all trash now. It's just like, you're gonna look up ladder safety and it's going to be some AI-generated image of like, it's going to be like a rendering of the kid shooting the Nerf gun at his mom. And it's like, you can't get it past any of that stuff.
That's true.
That's, yeah. So anyway. All right. The name of that song was Narcolepsy by Third Eye Blind. The same
Third
band.
Third Eye Blind. Okay.
Okay. The same band that plays this song. It was just playing, and so I was like, it just auto played on my computer, and so I was just
I like it.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
You know the song, right?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
The first yes was a lie, and now this yes is the truth.
Yes.
That's what I figured. Okay, that's good. The way your face in the chorus was like, no, I've heard this song.
No, I'm not lying anymore. I'm not lying anymore.
I've heard this song. Okay, yep. Okay. So we there it is. Yeah. And also, that's the thing about your generation. You don't know the whole song.
That's actually so accurate.
And that's the thing. It's like, you
know,
that's
really accurate.
Back in my day, not only was it the whole song, it was the whole album.
Yeah.
If you had talked to me at certain times in my life, I would have been like, I don't even listen to singles. I listen to the entire album or I stand here in silence.
Yeah.
I think
that is a really fair generalization of my generation. I like, because even me, like, most people that I know get really frustrated with me in particular because when I'm listening to music, I listen to it for a good 30 seconds and then I have to click next.
I actually noticed that with Max when we were cooking dinner.
Yeah.
Just flipping through songs.
No, exactly. I mean, you just can't hold, you cannot hold my attention for long. I mean, because there's a portion of the song I want to listen to that I think is lit. And then I'm like, I can't do this.
This part
anymore.
Right here. This is the part. This is when he comes back.
That's
the live. I just want to live in that moment.
Yeah.
And none of the other ones.
Exactly. Why would I?
That's
I don't
great.
Have to. So why should I? Like, I can skip and I can move it about. I can do whatever I want.
All right. In the spirit of, just doing that. Okay. Here's maybe the last one we can do. Okay,
all right.
Here we go.
Changing your heart.
Okay.
No.
No, again.
No.
That I'm so surprised by this one.
But I really enjoyed it.
Okay, great.
And I would listen to that.
Name of that song, 1, 2, 3, 4, by
Creative.
Feist.
Feist. Okay, you mentioned them earlier, but
you ever heard of Feist?
I don't think so.
That's her. I think her name is Amy Feist. Her last
She seems awesome.
She is really awesome.
I would like
awesome.
To be her friend.
Okay. Okay. That feeling.
Uh-huh.
Basically has that's like what got me into music in a lot of cases.
That you just want to be their friend.
I like want to hang out with a lot of these people. Mm. That's like what Broken Social Scene is to me. Mm-hmm. Is as much as it's great music, it's also just like that seems like 7 people that I just really want to hang with.
Yeah.
Feist in Broken Social Scene.
Yeah.
And so she sings a lot of songs. So like there's other Broken Social Scene songs that she sings on. She plays music
Sweet.
On. Sweet. So anyway. That's the whole Canadian rock music world. It's just things that, I don't know. What's your perception of Canada?
None.
None? I've
been there a few times.
It's like do you believe that it's like a cooler version of the United States?
No.
Okay. That's a generational difference, I think. Millennials look upon Canada as like they figured that out.
Literally don't think about Canada.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just existing.
Our neighbors to the north.
Yeah, know? Nothing against them. It feels like there's Toronto, and that's it.
You've never been to like Montreal?
Montreal. I've been to Montreal. Okay. And what, like Ontario?
I mean, that's a province. That's what their states are called. That's like, I've been to Boston, but I don't think I've been to Massachusetts. I don't know.
Just naming things. I don't know. Just things I've heard
Ottawa.
Of.
That's
the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, go Leafs, dude, you know?
Go Leafs. Go Actually, Leafs. No.
My favorite thing about the Leafs is that Molly didn't believe that was the name of a sports team.
Really?
I was like, yeah, they're the Leafs. She's like, they're the Leaves? I was like, well, they're the Leafs.
Technically, but no. Yeah.
So I got her a million years ago, like a Maple Leafs shirt.
Oh.
And she still wears it every once in a while.
Wow.
And people see it and like are like, oh my God, I got to talk to you. Especially because it's like, I think if you're like a woman wearing a
yes.
shirt, I think that it gives a lot of people, like if you're visiting Boston from Toronto, it gives you license to be like, I'm going to talk to you.
Oh yeah.
Also, I do just believe in general, people do try to talk to Molly and I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's always like,
Molly's
this guy.
Great.
Well, she's great.
Yeah.
She also, it's just something about like, I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to like feel better about myself. You know, like it's cause she's always like this guy talked to me on the T or this guy like just came up to me on
yeah.
the street and stuff. And I'm like,
that doesn't happen to other people.
Zero times.
Yeah.
That's ever happened to me. Most of the time people just scowl at me.
Yeah.
You know,
you know what I would say? Maybe I relate to her in that way. I feel like I get trauma dumped on a lot too.
That's great.
Yeah. So I think it happens.
I think her just like resting face, maybe yours is
yeah.
the same, is not like mean.
Right. It's inviting. People
exactly.
want to. People see it and they're like, wow, they look like somebody who can handle my
trauma. I could talk to that
trauma.
Person. Look at this
yeah.
person's eyebrows. They're here. They're here to hear about my stuff.
Exactly.
That's
Those
right.
are expressive eyebrows.
Those are expressive.
Yeah.
That's great.
I want her to listen to me.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yep.
Okay. I think we got time for one more.
Sweet.
Do you want to make any requests or do you want me just to play one?
No, I think you should play one.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to play last song. Of course you know this song. Okay. Great.
Is it the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It's not. It's this.